For KLCC News, I'm Mallory Piguet. About a dozen people gathered in the rain to honor Major Thomas Egan tonight. It's been 10 years since the homeless veteran's death, and organizers say more needs to be done for people like him. Standing under a small pop-up tent, Shelley Cordoval, director of Egan Warming Centers, says that on the way to the candlelight vigil, she saw homeless people huddled under an overpass trying to stay warm.
It's hard to imagine if you've not been soaking wet out in the cold, just trying to make it.
Cordoval says she herself was once a homeless veteran. She says ideally the warming centers would open when temperatures are over 29 degrees, but they lack funding, space, and volunteers. According to the latest U.S. Housing and Urban Development Homelessness Report, Oregon is one of only five states that's seen an increase of homeless veterans since last year. Mallory Begay, KLCC News.